I didn't know what to feel. I just knew that I had ended something that I had no right to end.
Brandon Bryant is one of those former drone operators, heard here in a clip from the film Drone, describing what he felt after firing a missile at what he was led to believe were armed terrorists.
But I did what I was supposed to do. It was like my image of myself was cracking and breaking apart.
They are men who are taking very severe risk in coming forward the way they have. And there's not a aspect of self-interest here, but rather real concern about what's going on with U.S. foreign policy, U.S. drone policy.
That's longtime Syracuse peace activist Ed Canan. He and a small group of others from the Upstate Drone Action Coalition have been holding twice monthly demonstrations at the 174th Attack Wing for about 5 years now, in hopes of reaching the consciousness of drone operators there. Canan says they're part of a cycle of terrorism that just creates more violence when civilians are killed by drones.
When you lose a family member, when you lose a limb, when you lose a community, you get pretty angry. And unfortunately, some of that anger results in striking out against people that basically are innocent.
Like those in Paris just over 2 weeks ago.
We need to be very careful about not stoking the mentality of revenge. And I see this happening again. There's reasons why 9/11 happened. There's reasons why Paris happened. And those have to do with U.S. foreign policy, in which hundreds of thousands of human beings have either been killed or maimed or driven from their homes and from their communities.
Most of them civilians. Former drone operator Stephen Lewis told the program Democracy Now! His tipping point came after being told to fire a missile at an unarmed, already wounded victim in Afghanistan.
Shortly after that, I ended up writing a very, very convincing letter to my leadership and told them that I didn't belong there. I didn't want to do it anymore, and I wanted out. 6 months later, I was out of the Air Force.
Lewis, Brandon Bryant, and two other former drone operators recently wrote a letter to President Obama about the immorality and futility of the Pentagon's drone policy, and it was featured on commondreams.org. Ed Canan's op-ed was published by truthout.org, and The Atlantic magazine ran an article about both sides of the drone debate. Scott Willis, WAER News.